Next to those demonstrations organised by the Irish Farmers Association, which have been taking place in 30 towns and cities around the country, they are protesting at proposed reforms to the Common Agricultural Policy and legislation which has been tabled in relation to tackling climate change. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, has been speaking to farmers who gathered in Athenry in County Galway this morning.
No sales at Athenry Mart today, but hundreds of farmers here for the first demonstration organised by the IFA since the start of the pandemic.
I'm lucky enough, I have my children here today. One of them is driving a tractor. They're coming to that age now where it is, look what we're thinking of successors. I would like to have a farm and a business to hand on to the next generation, to my children. And that's why I'm here.
Pat Murphy is the Galway IFA chairman.
The concerns are if they cut the national herd, if they cut the dairy herd, if they cut the suckler herd, if they cut the cattle, they will put farmers out of business. We won't have a business. But that's the mainstay of what we have here in the west of Ireland. We grow grass, we have trees, we have hedgerows. I want some form of credits for those that what we're doing we'll get credit for in the Climate Action Bill. And if you cut the national herd, as Professor Frank McLomer has recently said, it's not going to make any difference to the environment worldwide because other parts of the world will fill the gap that we leave and they will produce cattle without the environmental considerations that we have or without the production standards that we have.
The impact of those proposed regulatory changes loomed large for many of those who took part in a tractor convoy around Athenry this morning.
At the moment, we have only one third of the farmers of Ireland viable. If the CAP negotiations go ahead and if they're presented to us in their present format and the Climate Action Bill, that one third of farmers will no longer be viable. It seems to be forgotten that the hand that milks the cow and turns the plough feeds the world. If farmers go out of business, we have starvation.
Things are quite serious on farms at the moment, and if the new CAP goes through as it is, farmers will not make a living from their land, particularly in the west of Ireland.
Well, my concerns is the same as most farmers, that the costs are so exorbitant that it's next to impossible to make any kind of a profit from farming. And going forward with all the eco payments that's going to, I mean, every time you get an environmental payment, and it's good that there are environmental payments to encourage farmers, but every time you get an environmental payment, it's encouraging you to produce less and it's taking you out of the system.
Every day when you get up, you're under pressure. Your profits is like that, and now it's down to this. You can't go much lower.
And those fears about the future of the sector were evident in the number of young farmers taking part, among them Emma Rabbit from Athenry.
We just like to get a bit more recognition for the work that we do. Like, we put everything into our beef farm and we're suckler farmers, but everything's gone up, costs of diesel, fertiliser, everything, but what you're producing is going down or there's no certainty. And there's this change is coming at us left, right and centre from people in offices that don't know what they're talking about. So that's why I'm here today.
And you're a young farmer, Emma. You've made a decision to make a career out of this.
Yeah.
Was that a big decision and are you regretting it at this stage?
No, I don't regret it because it's from my heart. Like, I love farming, so it's what I want to do. But if it would just be more profitable, it would make it worth our while. Like, I have to have a job as well as my farming. I can't just do it on my own. It's not justifiable. So I just want to be farming, but it's not looking that way. It's like they're trying to drive young people away from farming. There's no incentives anymore. So if we could just get some recognition for what we're producing, that's all we want.
Farmer Emma Rabbit ending that report from Pat McGrath.